Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So there are three things you can count on in life these days. Three things. Death, taxes, and Joe Tacopina on TV. This guy's on every day. And why is that? Why? Because he is now Donald Trump's go-to attorney. Donald Trump, a great hire, him and Boris Epstein. And whether Tack is beating up Barry Melber on MSNBC, he'll beat up Sharpton tomorrow, and he'll beat up my friend Chuck Todd on Sunday on Meet the Press. Or hanging out with Sean Hannity and Mark Levin, there's nobody who knows the law better. Widely recognized as America's best trial attorney. Listening, Chuck? And, of course, famed defense attorney. And most importantly, my dear, dear friend for 43 years. Here he is, the great Joseph Tacopina. What up, superstar?
Oof, I'm tired, brother. I'm tired.
You should be, man.
It's a long week, man.
Oh, my God. You're
morning shows, night shows.
I know.
Midday shows.
And by the way, while you're doing all this, it's important that people know you are still running, along with DiIorio and Chad there, a major law firm and on the phone with President Trump 10, 20 times a day with his stuff. So you're kind of working along with doing all this TV stuff.
Yeah, a little bit of work. Yeah, and also have a big trial coming up for him in a month. So, you know, a month from today, we start that trial in the Southern District of New York, that, you know, civil rape claim from 27 years ago in the Bergdorf Goodman locker changing room.
Oh, so that starts a week from today, the actual trial?
No, a month from today, April 24th.
A month from today. And why? Can I ask you something? Because, you know, it's funny. You and I, you can't be closer. You and I are as close as any two guys can get. But I never really ask you, you can admit this, attest to this, I've never really asked you any of the intimate details on what you're doing for Trump. I didn't even know what case you're working on. Why is this going right to trial?
Listen, you know, the judge in federal court had set a fast trial schedule. It was filed in November, this case, and he wants a quick trial. So
okay,
a quick trial he'll get, and we'll go. I told him, you know, we'll be ready. We'll be ready tomorrow if we have to be ready. It's, you know, it's a case I'm eager to try. Let's put that way.
No, you're going to win. You're going to win easily. You know, all these cases out there, whether it's the one he hired you for in a month or the four we always talk about, that MSNBC and CNN can't stop talking about, Georgia and Mar-a-Lago on January 6th, and this nonsense with Alvin Bragg here in New York. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess they can figure out a way to indict him on something, but all four of those are really losers. I mean, real losers.
Yeah, look, you know, what my biggest issue here with this whole process is, we don't in this country pick the person and find the crime. That's not what we're supposed to do. You know, in Nazi Germany, in communist Soviet Union, in China, that's what they do. It's not what we do here. And unfortunately, this justice system is being weaponized to the point where it's being turned on its head. And it makes me feel really unhappy about being part of this profession when I see this. And it also gets me very angry. It's why I'm really so vehement in my defense of President Trump when it comes to these cases. Something that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, and unfortunately we're here.
I mean, we've seen this in our lifetime, Joe. Look, I'm right there with
not
you
like
with
this,
President
not
Trump.
Like this, brother. Not like this.
No, I got something worse, Joe. I got something worse. There'd be a former running back who'd be banging white chicks and playing golf every day who murdered two people. I mean, the O.J. Simpson trial was when I started to lose, being honest. That's when I started to lose some of my faith. And I know we have the best justice system, and you practice in Italy, so you know how bad it is every place else. But the O.J. Simpson trial really opened my eyes to how silly stuff gets here, and how, whether it's a jury that's a bunch of racists because they're all black, or a DA or an AG or whatever it may be, that case opened my eyes before this. But yes, this is what I've seen here, which I've never seen before.
That's the system getting it wrong, right? And that'll happen once in a while.
But they didn't just get it wrong. They weaponized it because they were a black jury against a black. But what I'm seeing here, which I've never seen before, is the attack on one person, Joe, coming from everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's what really is you know, look, we should all, and I've said this many times, I know most of your listeners say that are we more conservative, but you know, we should all as a country seriously be concerned about weaponization. You know, all decent people, whether politically opposed to Trump or supportive of his candidacy, should be concerned about the weaponization of a prosecutor's office for political purpose of preventing a potential candidate from running for office. And I'm shocked at what I'm seeing. Yeah. I really am. Knowing the facts of this case, knowing the law of campaign finance law, there is no violation. There's nothing close to a violation. It's not even a bad act. That's what really, and yet we're talking about an indictment. When you go out in Manhattan, look at the amount of violent crime that's occurring out there. So it's really, it's a scary, scary situation.
It is, but I want to tell you something. So MSNBC, all morning long, from the moment I started this show, Joseph, at 6 o'clock this morning, there's Al Sharpton, and you're going to be on with Al tomorrow. And Al has a little scroll he's running underneath him, and he's talking all morning long about the, and I quote, the violent imagery that Donald Trump has been putting out there, talking about Alvin Bragg. Here is Al Sharpton defending this fat loser DA Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, and talking about quote-unquote violent imagery. So when you go on with Al Sharpton tomorrow, make sure he knows he's acting like a big jackass.
Yeah, you know, look, the Reverend's a Reverend. I have to have a good relationship with him. He awarded me, you know, for his National Action Network, the Humanitarian of the Year Award thing. So
wow.
I'm good with him. But he has his role, you know, he has his role and purpose. And you know, he and Trump used to be really good friends. Not so much anymore, but they used to be.
But he is friends with conservatives. I mean, I've been told by people, and maybe I'm going to blow his cover, I don't care, that he's actually friends with Sean Hannity, Al Sharpton.
He is, yeah. I mean, look, I happen to like him. I really do. Like, he knows his role, and he's got to do his thing. He's got to play to his audience, and that's what he does. But, you know, he's not all one-sided in any stretch. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't expect him to be particularly sort of supportive. But, you know, there's not a question in this case I can't answer. That's why I'm not afraid.
Just be on the
networks. You know, just be fair. Just be fair and straight, and we'll be fine.
Well, I got to give you credit because earlier this morning, John Katsimatidis joined me at 7 o'clock. And later on tonight on this station, they're giving an hour of talk to Andrew Cuomo. Now, I think Andrew Cuomo is the biggest scumbag I'd ever created. You may like him. I don't know. He's Italian, blah, blah, blah. He's responsible for 18,000 deaths here in New York City. He's an arrogant prick. I can't stand him. But I'm okay with him being on the air because I want to hear the next lie this guy's got to say. And I believe that everybody has a right to speak. And the beauty about this station is, whether it's a Democrat, Mayor Eric Adams on with me, or Cuomo on tonight, we allow everybody to speak. I love that about this station. And that's John Katsimatidis. Now, how does this apply to you? So far in the last week, you've done Ari Melber. You're doing Al Sharpton, and you're doing Chuck Todd on Sunday. That says a lot.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to. I don't need to just be on the Fox News where, you know, they understand the outrage that should be occurring here, and they're very pro, you know, President Trump when it comes to this investigation. I like to answer the tough questions, too. And just be fair. Don't be nasty. Don't be, petty. Be fair. Ask questions, understand the facts, and don't skew the facts. If you do that, there's no problem going anywhere.
But they're all going to do that. I mean, I don't even remember waving that receipt on TV. I wanted to punch him across the face.
It wasn't even a receipt. It was a copy of a check that was not a fact in dispute.
Yeah, right.
Donald Trump signed a check to Michael Cohen for legal services based on an invoice. Yeah. He was waving that around. Like, I was like, let me see that. You know, what is that? It was so theater. It was not even funny. But listen, most importantly, let's get to the heart of the issue. The Rangers beat the Hurricanes last night.
That was a big win.
Statement case.
I agree with you.
Pete Morgan texted me about going to the game Tuesday night with you in his suite. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Oh, you're coming Tuesday too?
I think so. I was going to go with my son Matt, but I maybe Pete might have a seat for Matt too. So I'd love to go up again.
Oh, that'd be great. The four of us, me, Pete Morgan, Joe, and Matt Tacopina. That would be fantastic. And that was a huge win last night. You're right about that. That was. And look, they're exciting. I know the Bruins are almost unbeatable. And the Rangers, for some reason, they just don't match, for some reason, they don't match up against Boston. No team does. But when you look at the individual talent on any hockey team, I'm talking about three lines of all-stars, no one has it better than the Rangers.
Best goalie in the world. Best, one of the second best defenseman in the NHL. I mean, no one has that level of talent. Boston's not even close. Boston is a great team. They're playing great team hockey. But the playoffs are different, Sid. The playoffs are different.
Yeah.
You need one hot goalie.
Yep.
And, you know, Shesterkin is, when he's hot, there's no one that's even
close to him. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not so scared about Boston. We got to, obviously, we have to get through the Devils in the first round, but let's see what happens.
I'm scared of both. Now, before we wrap this up, you've made a career, Joe Tacopina, and this is a testament to how great you are. Again, Chuck Todd is going to say this on Sunday. You are the most recognized, the best trial lawyer in America today, best defense attorney, and you have not shied away from representing famous people, whether it's been Alex Rodriguez, Meek Mill, Leonardo DiCaprio, Foxy Brown, Yoron Vandersloot, Lilo Brancato, the list goes on and on. And you win almost every time, if not every time. But this one's different. This is President Trump. So my question to you is very simple. When this trial is over in a month and you win, and you will win,
if you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
How do you go back to work? Like, how do you beat this? And get some guy in Brooklyn who's like suing his sanitation guy. I mean, come on.
First thing I'm doing is taking a month off. That's for sure.
You are, right?
I saw myself on TV on Monday. Then I saw myself on TV last night. And my face is slowly falling towards the ground.
No, you look great. Stop it.
I need a little time, man.
No, you look great.
I'll do it.
You're a handsome guy. You look great. But it's been very exciting, and I'm happy that the president did hire you. And now he knows what I've known for a very long time. There's nobody better. Thank you for doing this today. I'll be watching you on Sharpton, MSNBC tomorrow. Chuck Todd, Meet the Press, NBC on Sunday. And I'll talk to you again. I'll see you Tuesday at the Ranger game.
Okay, brother.
I love you. All right, pal. There he is, great defense attorney Joseph Tacopina.